clock, so I'm going to have to interrupt this awkwardly. I'll keep 13 minutes on our agenda for this. If public, welcome. I'm sorry I didn't say this at the beginning of the meeting, but if any of you haven't already signed up for public comment, please do so now. Did anyone not get a chance? I usually remind y'all at the beginning of the meeting. I'm sorry for that. Okay. Let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. You can reiterate it right now. 1, 2, 3.
Folks, I have been trying to type notes on what you say, and then I want to email it to you so that you can edit it if I have not summarized your comments accurately. So if you haven't put your email address on this document, you will not receive the summary of your comments for editing before they're placed in the minutes.
Does anyone else want to be added to public comment? Oh, you're on. Okay, we have 6 speakers, so you'll have 5 minutes each. The way I do this is I put a number by your name and mix them up, and call you out of order. There's a historical reason for this. I'm not going to get into it. Just be prepared when I call your name. Lisa, you're first, and then Teresa.
So I ran up the stairs. Right, so greetings everyone, Pacifica Foundation and the community. I'm Lisa Christine Blaylock, producer of Nights on 90.1 FM KPFT from 2013 to 2017 of last year. The weekend before Hurricane Harvey hit, I was asked by former IGM of KPFT, Larry Winters, not to return to my program. Following his gag order he placed on Free Speech Community Radio, Night Sounds is here today before you to bring to the public's attention that since then, a motion was made by the board, the local board, to bring back Night Sounds. Since then, the motion to bring back Night Sounds, the chair of the board let me know, and the IGM knew, and the new management and the manager before that knew, and they failed to let Night Sounds know. The management is responsible and has kept silent and has refused to ask for Night Sounds' return. Although it has been 1 year since our show has aired, we are still mentioned on KPFT's website. And I still remember like it was yesterday. Night Sounds would normally broadcast every Saturday morning from 1 to 6 a.m. Night Sounds is asking to be returned to its regular time slot, and that the board, management, Pacifica, and the community also compare our figures, our show raised, and donations compared to the show that replaced it. We would like the figures for at least 1 full year. Night Sound supports the indigenous community. We support the indigenous community. Sorry, I have to take a breath. We also bring at least 3 bands a night to perform live on the radio. We work with all genres. I am also a sound engineer that has volunteered myself for free of charge to run sound for KPFT's benefits. In the past, cutting costs for this station that's in need of more money and engineers. Night Sounds normally puts together 1 to 3 fundraising events, concerts a year, giving all the proceeds back to KPFT. We pocket nothing. Night Sounds has supported thousands of local artists by promoting them at the station and online through social media. Night Sounds was never told we had to work on social media. We also did that for free by volunteering more of our time to show our commitment to this station and the community. We are one of the more diverse programs working with all genres, artists, the city, and the community. Our supporters are not just our family and friends. They are those on death row. that tune into us after the prison show. Strangers, we don't know, that just fell in love with us. Some of our supporters were the same year after year, giving pledges every season. And of course, we could thank a lot of our support to local musicians who enjoyed being guests on our show. Did I mention they played live on our show? Three bands a night. Thank you for the motion to bring back Night Sounds. Night Sounds looks forward to returning. Sincerely, Lisa Blaylock. Lisa Christine Blaylock.
Hi, I'm Teresa Allen. I wanted to mention a few things. First of all, I've served on this board and I've served on the national board. I remember at one of the very first national boards that I attended, it was brought up the motion to approve the Year of the Child. And it was brought up without any advance notice, and it was a very noble gesture. It was George Barnstone that brought it up, and it was voted down. And I just want to remind the board that you need to think about avoiding a lot of posturing when you're serving on the board. As was previously said, a motion might be for a very, very good cause, but you cannot spend a lot of time bringing up every cause and spending inordinate periods of time endorsing things as they come up. You have to be very selective about what you spend your time on. And there seems to be a pretty fair amount of posturing and name-calling and, sadly, manipulation of parliamentary procedure for political means. And that's sad, because I think the most important thing about a board is your attitude. I always thought, having been in Toastmasters for about 25 years and conducting meetings, I understand we're not dealing with as heavy issues as we are on this board, but use parliamentary procedure wisely, not to manipulate and demean. I'm looking very much to hear about community partnerships. I think that is something that community radio should be all about, and I would like every member of the board to give some thought to what community partnerships you are fostering. Number three, I think every member of the board should give some thought as to how you are promoting relevancy on the board, not manipulating the programming and micromanaging, but keeping our programming as relevant as possible and keeping our board meetings as relevant as possible, because when we're not being relevant, we're just turning people off. The last thing, the most important thing is I have served on the development committee. The development committee right now does not have a chair. And I have paid some attention to whether people here on this board really get into any raising of funds for the station. I know that Venetia, for example, in our last raffle that we had, she came through and sold tickets. I know there are some people on the board that just out and out refuse to even consider supporting that program. But If you cannot support any other fundraising for the station, I hope at least that you will be supporting the pledge drive. And that means advanced preparation for the drive. I've spent a lot of time listening to 88.7 lately, and whenever I travel, I listen to public radio a lot, and I have in the past participated in Grassroots Radio Conference, and as I travel, I visit other radio stations and talk to people about how they succeed in community radio. And one thing I've noticed is that if you really want your pledge drive to succeed, you don't just pop in on the day of the drive as a programmer and expect people to give money. I hope that everybody on the board will find some friends, motivate them to challenge, say, hey, use it for leverage and use your Facebook and get people to contribute money.
Thank you.
We're going to hear from Pat and then PK.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I'm Pat Hartwell Harper. I was taken back to the Twilight Zone a while ago. I thought I was in a Trump supporting meeting. To have a white woman stand up and say that there's no need to pass a resolution or a motion to these rape victims, these victims of assault. I'm embarrassed for the station. 3 hours next month is not adequate. This is an issue that is being brought up nationally because we have some Trump supporters evidently in here, because we know that it's the white women that stand behind Trump that give him the energy. Obviously, some of us don't know any rape victims. We don't know any assault victims. We're in denial that it's happened. But I guarantee you it's probably happened to every other person. People just don't want to admit it. I'm embarrassed once again, but this is not the first time I've been embarrassed at KPFT to have a woman stand up against a motion that would defend women. That is really sad. I want to see where it's written down that KPFT has passed something that we defend women. And if we want to talk about, oh, it's in the something, whatever laws y'all go by today, I'm sorry that Jim Kraft is not here. Because I guarantee you, sit down and twiddle your chopsticks. Are you on your period? Are you on hormones, Jim Crafta? Because if that is written down and the board follows it, Jim Crafta would not be able to enter this room. I'm embarrassed for you. I'm really embarrassed for you to open your mouth and take up.
I'm sorry, but Pat, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't care. I need to address this. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I do. I do know that what I'm talking about, because I hear a person speak up and defend. Oh, no, we don't need a motion. We're okay. That's sick. That is sick behavior. That is Trump-like behavior. You know, I've often said you can shave a tiger, but you don't get rid of his stripes. You're real striping, honey. And as for you, thank you, dear. I know exactly what these women are going through. We want to talk about a KPFT discrimination and how it's not there. What have you done to a mentally disabled woman? What have you done to someone? Y'all allowed it as a board to have her show dismissed. You're still allowing it, but not putting her show back on, even though you finally passed it. She has a lawsuit that should go to federal court because of what the management did with Mr. Crozier's okay. But yet, y'all still allow these people to sit next to you. But I can see why, because now, when a woman stands up and says, we don't need anything because everything's all right, She has given a green light to every man who wants to rape, victimize, and hurt a woman and say, oh, you've got to prove it. And that is sick, sick behavior.
I have PK and then Alma be back.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I think it's really important. We have not protected the disabled, people of color, gay people, even people with records, unless they're white men. But that a young Indian woman have a record for something that she's done, we tout it out as she's not worthy. She shouldn't be the one on the board. And I realize this anger is soul deep. It's soul deep. I mean, I know of friendships and conversations that I've had with some of you where we've cried together, joined together in laughter, and all of that's gone. More than anything, I thought that the motion was perfect for this LSB to do simply because we aren't doing it, and to become a voice against what happened to Dr. Ford 2 Fridays ago and what happened to Anita Hill 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago. We're repeating the same problems, the same ugliness over and over again, and all we do is switch sides. But there's usually one person that has other people throwing rocks while he or she hides his or her hand. If we're going to have an election, we don't even have enough people to vote for someone new. It's going to be you guys again. And that's scary. And if you're going to do it, I think the first thing before you all meet, before you all come together when a new election is and other people are seated, hopefully it'll be more young people, there'll be some new people, but probably won't. Because there's already a plan in action to stack the deck once again. We need the proverbial couch. We're sick. Whether it's a form of depression or whatever, I got so re-stimulated Friday before last. Not just about what happened to me, but I got re-stimulated because for a year and a half that I was on this board, I had ugly, awful, hurtful things said about me. And never once did I curse anybody out. Never once did I call somebody out of their name. Never once did I dehumanize any of you. This is tragic. It is tragic. You know how we got a budget? We got a budget because I went to them rather than arguing about who should come to who. I'd like to see things change. I pray for you all. I pray for this board. And I pray for this station. But while I don't give a lot of money, what I give is more valuable. I give my time. my talent, my caring, and it is time that this stops. It's got to stop. And every last one of you takes the responsibility for what's happening here, either through your silence or through your backstabbing. I'm asking, please, do the right damn thing.
Good evening, everybody. For many of you know me already, I have been charged once again with the local election supervisor role for the upcoming elections. My name is Alma Vizcarra, and I would like to kind of remind everybody that we are accepting nominations through October the 24th. So if you know of anybody who would like to get nominated, we ask that those nominations be submitted ahead of time. Please don't wait till the 24th to submit them, because if there's something that we need to correct, we will have to have time to do so. And if it's not corrected, then maybe the person will not be able to participate as a candidate. And I would also like to remind the board that, you know, let hope for everything to go well with the elections. You know, say we have the new members that are elected, those members are going to need to be meeting with the entire board before the end of the year. So it's a reminder for your entity to keep in mind that particular requirement in the bylaws, to have that meeting with the upcoming board members before the end of the year. And I also would like to ask anybody who has information about any events that might be appropriate for us to promote the nomination process so that we can get more people involved. I would appreciate hearing from anybody who can provide that information. Also, the PSAs are running that were recorded regarding the nomination process, regarding the election, and they're running PSAs both in English and Spanish for the Spanish section programming that we have. And I think that's it for today. If you have any further questions, I'll make my email available for you to send me any information that you deem appropriate for the elections. Thank you.
Hello, Brian. I work for the station. I actually work with Dawn. I've worked with OPDK and Wayne. And I wanted to come here tonight because I wanted to just briefly talk about the projects that Dawn and I have kind of started. A lot of it has actually been projects that OBDK and I had started, and then they were just cut down pretty immediately. And these are projects that are alternative fundraising methods and sources. I've been working as a nonprofit consultant actually for about 10 years or so, and doing all kinds of development projects and fundraisers. And so when I came to KPFT, I was really surprised that you guys only did telephones. And when we started a lot of these projects under OBDK, we were in the process of really moving them along. And then when everything happened, all these projects died, and community partnerships also died because Larry wanted me to cut them all down, and kind of ruined a lot of the relationships that I developed over months and months and months, which was kind of crappy. But now with Dawn as the interim manager, we're now actually approaching grants with me and Robin Lewis are working together, and I did want to talk about possibly doing like a grant team. If anyone's interested, anyone can write I can write. I've written about 30 grants or so. Email me. It's brian@kpft.org. Underwriting, I'm kind of holding back because I don't know who's going to be manager, and so I don't want to have to start a relationship with HCC and then tell them, hey, sorry, we got to take response off the air, here's your money back. Premiums, we're doing books, and we're talking about doing books, and possibly plays and documentaries, electronic shop online, podcast studio, mailers, festival participation. All these are really great projects that we're hoping to implement and put into place and hopefully go towards $500,000 in development and, you know, maybe get rid of a fund drive or do something where we can put that towards marketing and expand and get like a rolling sort of basis going. And Don will show you, or we might, I don't know, we haven't really talked, but I think he has a timetable that we work together on that outlines, you know, by week, what we start, when we start, how we should start it. And, I mean, there's so many projects. There's business matching, corporate matching. We're starting that this week with trained phone volunteers to talk to pledges about corporate matching, which is so many companies will match the pledges of their employees. And we never ask. We never say, hey, can you ask your employer if they want to match your donation to KPFD? That's a really easy thing. And, yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. And I wanted to say that Don, you know, I can't speak to whoever's going to be manager, but working with Don has been really great. Working with OPDK has been really great. So whatever you guys decide to do, I think that going in a direction where we are actually doing development projects instead of curtailing them is really great. It would be really great to no longer have to feast on scraps. It'd be really great to do real projects again. So that's all I have to say. Thank you. Thank you.
We have 3 more minutes left for public comment. Would anyone like to use it?
You can have it back.
It's debatable who uses it better.
Could we spend those 3 minutes for any questions that we could ask Alma, since I don't feel that her presentation necessarily fell into the category?
Are there any objections to that?
Yes, because it's under the agenda for 15 minutes under new business.
No, it isn't.
No. It's a carryover from last week.
You're quasi committee of the whole.
Yeah.
Alma, are you staying to the end of this meeting?
Okay.
I
think she probably wouldn't you prefer to
well
let's take 3 minutes.
If I may say, I did send an email out to lsb@kpfd.org, but that email got
bounced back.
So I couldn't, I was saying I would like to attend and be here and no, it came back, and it says that unless you're part of the email approved, whatever, that otherwise it doesn't go through.
Okay, email me, and I'll forward anything you need to see.
By the way, if anyone has any community partnerships or ideas about community partnerships or organizations they'd like us to approach to make a partnership with, please contact me, email me. I'm either Brian@KPFT. Or I'm partner at KPFT. Also partners.
How do you spell Brian?
B-R-I-A-N. Okay. So if any of those ideas, or if you want to help with grant writing, Brian@KPFT, partner@KPFT. And
thank you.
I'd like to ask Alma for her thoughts for all of us on what she knows about how her report was or was not used from the last election, specifically with respect to maybe the NES Lynn Surpy.
In regards to, I submitted my report. I sent copies out. What happened after that, I really do not know. I don't know if it was taken, you know, beyond that. I think the board would know better than I, because once I submitted my
report. It was given to Drew.
Okay. Yes. The current NES, Mr. Graham Drew, I believe he received the report.
Thank you.
But that's it. That's all I know.
Thank you.
We have time for one more question.
Yes. No, it's just the answer for that, but I know her report went supposedly everywhere, but I think that 2 weeks ago, with the NES was in Houston, PK need to send her, him, I'm sorry, the 2016 report, because the national office keep him only the 2015, and it's not even a complete report, but we are sure now that he has it.
Okay,
send it to me.
We're going to move on with our agenda. Please send anything you want to the board to me, and I'll copy you and give it to everyone so you know it's in existence.
Thank you.
We're going back into our budget approval discussion. We had 2 more minutes left for questions, and then hopefully someone would make a motion and we would have debate on the motion. Are there any other questions about the budget? I have Ted and Bill.
Okay. I'm going to say this as a, correct me if I'm wrong about this, but as a member of the Budget and Finance Committee, I think it was made very clear that not only are we hopefully going to pass the budget tonight, but we are also going to continue the process in a quarterly manner as the bylaws call for us to do. And to see how we are doing, we're not going to cease to be a Budget and Finance Committee. And if things appear to be out of whack in a few months, either because we have much more money or we have much less money in a particular line, the board will receive feedback from the committee and the board will be able to make adjustments so that we don't end up at the end of the year with, oh my God, we're falling short, or we have money that we can use. So don't think of tonight, I hope I'm correct about this, PK, but don't think of tonight as being the end of the process. It's really, as far as I understand it, the beginning.
In answer to what you said, that's exactly what is in the minutes and some of the goals that we set as we talked, understanding we are the finance committee. We're not the program committee. We are not the general manager. Those are things that need to be given to us in order for us to make fiscal and fiduciary decisions or recommendations or advice. This is advice based on what we know.
I see Bill and Adriana and then Bob. Let me remind you, we're not debating right now. We're asking PK informational questions.
Exactly.
We'll have time to debate later. Bill.
Well, this is a question actually I brought up in the committee. As you know, I'm planning to vote no against the budget because I was concerned about, I was concerned about the overestimating list for support because it was more than $90,000 more than the maximum any of the years we had last 8 years. So have you thought any more about that? I know we're hoping we'll do better.
We'll do better.
Well,
We're using business acumen, knowing that we can, because the problem isn't that we're overestimating. The problem is that we were sabotaged, Bill. Did you know that the interim general manager reduce the budget goals by $100,000 for 2 fund drives? Did you know? Because the LSB didn't.
Well,
we didn't know. Did you know?
She's not answering the question. She's just.
I am answering the question. You asked me if it's an overestimation, the $90,000 to which you voted no on this budget. I'm saying to you, as Markeisha said to you, as Don said to you, why we didn't make it.
Adriana?
Yes. PK, it's true that I can see here that the total revenue is $1,154,000, almost $1,155,000.
It's true that the average between 2011 and 2016, that we are the years without any sabotage, the total revenue was $1,000,156, even $1,000 on top of that, right?
Right.
That is the average that we have been 6 years, 7 years.
6 years.
Thank you.
Adriana, thank you for printing out the budget.
What?
Bob, you had a question for PK regarding the budget?
You're only taking questions, not comments?
I'm taking questions at this moment. Do you have a question? Adrian?
I do. What I like about numbers is that they don't lie. So, God forbid this become a factionalist question or answer. Is it in fact true that we are estimating $90,000 over and above any other year that we've ever received donations? Or is it not? And I just want a very clear answer, no factional anything, about the numbers. Because you said that you're projecting based on, I don't want to paraphrase you. How are you getting to this figure? That's all I want to know.
We're getting to this figure.
And is what Bill said accurate, or is what Adriana said
accurate? No, it's not accurate.
Okay, please explain.
It's not accurate. I just explained it to him.
No,
did you hear me?
No. I guess my question is, what are the numbers? I just, because Adriana just suggested that we have hit that 90,000 in the years that we didn't have any sabotage.
No, we had sabotage even then.
Okay. Well, is what Bill said accurate? Have we ever hit 90,000? He said we're 90,000. I don't want to paraphrase him either.
About 90,000.
90,000.
For listener support.
For listener support, are we estimating $90,000 more for listener support than we ever have gotten in the past? Yes or no?
No, we're not overestimating.
No. I don't ask you if you're overestimating.
Oh,
I'm asking,
God.
No. I am asking if we are budgeting for $90,000 more than we have ever gotten before.
We all understand.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
PK,
will
you answer her question?
Okay.
I'm not an idiot, I'm not getting it.
I'm not trying to say you're an idiot either.
Okay.
What I'm feeling, though, is that somehow you're taking into consideration numbers on a sheet and not the fact the numbers were taking away from listeners, which would have been double the 90,000. Double. And it's doable. And from a business standpoint, if you lose your job and you still have the same house note and bills, you'll figure out a way to solve the problems. The way they've solved the problems is they got rid of people, which made it harder for you and the staff to do their jobs because it was doubled up on them. You solve those problems, and you go back to the fund drives that you're supposed to have, and it's double the 90,000.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Okay. We're running out of time for this, so would it be okay if we entertained a motion, and then some of these questions and comments could go into the debate of a motion?
Budget.
Adriana's repeat, please.
I move that we accept the draft budget that the Finance Committee, the IGM, and the business manager approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Are there any objections?
Yeah, I would like to ask.
I see an objection. Adriana, can you speak toward your motion? And I'll start taking staff now.
Yes, Madam Chair. We have the Finance Committee meet sometimes twice a month. We talk to the IGM, with the business manager, and this budget, we went through the line by line to the whole process. The reality is some members are discussing issues, and I think that they didn't hear. You know, it's difficult for me sometimes to explain correctly to people. Our total revenue is even a little lower than the average between FY 2011 and FY 2016 is our average. It means that what we put here is even $1,000 under that. We talked to the business manager and the general manager, the RGM, and he told us that this is a credible possible budget, total possible revenue. We are trying to give with this budget a very important message to the whole foundation. We are here $180,000 that will go to repay the payment that the foundation has, our portion, KPFP. We did all of that, and the whole finance committee and the managers, this is the manager's budget. Time. It's not our budget. We approve it. That's it.
Is there someone to speak against? Bill?
You know, I want this to work. I want it to happen the way it's in the budget. I'm just saying, we have for years, Pacifica has had guidelines. It's called proven revenue budgeting. It's not just Pacifica. We don't budget for revenue that you haven't been proven to be able to get in the past. Now, you're right that what the plans are is to increase the number of fund drive days, have four three-week fund drives a year, and hopefully that will increase the amount of revenue. But it hasn't, you know, every time you add a day, yes, you get more revenue, but you don't just double the days and get to double the fund drive, the revenue. And that's one of the reasons why. I disagree with some of the things that have been happening in the past. I'm really hopeful that Brian and we will be very successful with grants and the community partnership. We do need that. But I'm just saying what we should be doing is budget for what we have been proven to be able to get in the past. And then if we break that, that is terrific. It will help us pay back more debt. We do need that, because what's been happening throughout Pacifica for years is hoping we'll get to this reach, this revenue. We don't get to it, and then what happens is our debt increases instead of decreasing.
That's,
and we need
time
to just be realistic.
Ted, are you speaking for budget approval?
Yeah.
If we don't pass this budget like we have not passed budgets in 2017 and 16 and 15, then we've basically been derelict in our duties. More importantly than passing this budget tonight is what I said earlier, and that is in 4 months, we will look at the numbers that you haven't had a chance and I haven't had a chance to, as carefully as I would like, look at tonight. This is an opportunity for us to hold management's feet to the fire or to give them huzzas because they're doing the greatest job that has been done with Pacifica in the last 18 years. Let's get this thing passed and then let's keep an eye on it. But when Don speaks later, I've got questions about whether making outgoing phone calls, and I've got questions about how either grant writing or community partnerships are going to play into this.
Is there anyone to speak against budget approval? Bob, are you speaking for?
Yes.
Okay. Matthew?
Dereliction of our duty would be to pass a bad budget. I don't think we've had enough time to sit with this, and a budget that's based on reducing sabotage and having 3 months of fundraisers, which we know does not work, and just actually does a disservice to the station, doesn't sound like the right way to go. I want to pass a budget as much as the next guy, but could you please ask Member Castaneda to keep her comments to herself?
It wasn't her.
Hey, it wasn't her this time, Bubba.
I accept your apologies.
You have 17 seconds.
And a conspiratorial budget does not sound.
Yes.
Can I
have a point of information.
What's your question?
My question is, are we going to hear what Dawn thinks of this budget and when?
It's up to him to go on staff.
Dawn, can we please talk about what you think of this budget?
I'll put you on staff.
If you don't mind, may I,
as the treasurer, just make a couple of points to the fact that we should be addressing the fact that we should not be sabotaging the money that we raise based on what we think. That's what's been happening. The fact that in 2017 and 2018, they're almost the same amount of money, was because of what Brian and Obadike were doing and the extra money that they were bringing in. And it got cut short, cut out, done. And even when we tried to keep it going in 2018, it did not. This budget is not just based on one column of numbers. We went line item by line item. And what I'd rather you fix is not whether I'm disagreeing with Bill, which is what it sounds like, but the fact that for 7 months we went line item by line item. And the one person that really knows is the business manager. And we worked together to get this budget based on known information, based on the 2 years, not the last 10 years.
Thank you. Bob?
Yeah, the business manager. And we heard some things, like I said the other day, I think, it's been a breath of fresh air around the station in all kinds of ways. And I've heard things, and I'm a member of the Finance Committee, I've heard things in that Finance Committee that I thought I would never hear. And this woman here worked her ass off, and she held us to the line, and she looked at the end result numbers and said, here's the big money, where is it going to come from, why is it here, how is it here, and you know what, speaking about, what do you say, reducing sabotage, Larry Winters thought that having $160,000 in the bank right now meant that we had money. How can you be that naive? And then he talked about volunteers and how we've got all these volunteers saving us money now at the station. And he trotted Naboo downstairs, and you know what Naboo said? Well, we had about 5, and 3 haven't come back. And I can tell you who the other 2 are, Carol McGregor and Tom Parker.
Thank you, Bob. Is there anyone to speak against the budget?
Well, first off, I certainly can't say what I need to say in these few seconds, but this is deja vu. I've been around long enough to where I've seen the other side and their budgets coming in here in 2014-15, the very one that says he's not going to vote for it. You need to vote for this. We've done all this work on it, and it's just time to vote. It's time to get it approved. But now we take a whole different tactic. In fact, I've seen this same person, when another person was submitting the budget, namely Dwayne Bradley, would submit $150,000 over budget and projections. And this same lady would hold us accountable and responsible, and we would ferret it in and go out. Hypocrisy at its best. But thank God the budget is going to pass tonight.
Is there anyone to speak against the budget? All right, Donna, have you on stack?
Yes.
Okay, as far as the budget is concerned, the thing is when we use these words like sabotage and not really explain it. Our goal during the Dwayne eras was supposed to be $350,000 to meet a percentage because it looks better for the manager. He set it for $250,000. That is cutting everything out and not asking for what we actually need as a station. This budget is realistic, and after everything is said and done, we will show every single listener what we are using this money for. This is not a budget just for us to go out and just spend money. This is a budget on things that we actually need as a station to grow. We have been budgeting. Last year we budgeted to die. I'm not going to lie. I saw the budget as far as the way it was described to outside companies as far as Netta. It was told to them that we decreased the budget to $867. First of all, you don't decrease a budget. That's not how budgets work. You decrease the revenue. We have an actual budget that can be met with all of these. I'm actually putting this out. I don't know why, because I probably won't get it tomorrow. But we have events, a full thing whenever I do my manager report. Everything that we can raise is realistic. We just never ask for it, and that's the problem.
Point of order.
Yes.
Can we allow him to continue and use it as time that comes from his general manager report? It seems like it's relevant now before we go to the vote.
Do
I
make a
no,
motion?
Let's vote and then get to the report.
Please,
if we
vote.
Can just move forward with our agenda and we'll get to it. All those in favor of approving the budget, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All those opposed, please raise your hand. 1, 2, the budget passes. We're over time as always, but we have next on our agenda is committee report question and answer. And we had marked that we need to see the report
Madam
from
Chair,
the committee of inclusion.
I'm sorry, can you note that we abstained? Two abstentions.
Abstentions in Robert's rules and
Bob. Is she talking about the budget?
Two abstentions.
Yes, there were other abstentions.
Okay, well, I'm not going to speak to those.
Okay, well, two people would like to know that they abstained. Please put it in the minutes. Committee of Inclusion, would you like
yes.
to? Adriana, we're not going to take time to for you
I
to
know.
Read the whole report.
I know, I don't.
Okay.
Everybody has their. The COI met in September 22nd and October 3rd, October 8th, and we have new members, and we have different assignments, and the KPFT COI will be able to generate a report at the end of October, summarizing the findings of our research, and then propose ways to correct existing imbalances in the hope of serving the needs of the Houston community, according to the Pacifica Foundation statement. And the purpose of the COI is establishing the bylaw by Article 8, other committees of the board, Section 4, Committee of Inclusion. Basically, we have a problem since 2005, with 10,262 members to August 2018 with 4,800 members, KPFT lost 53% of their members. We are working, we lost our denomination of Minority Audience Service Station, and what we need to do, we have elections. Part of the mandate for the COI is explain which communities we are not serving and how we represent what is happening, because elections, according to our bylaws, our report have to do with the candidate that reached a bunch of things that have to do with serving the community and the community representation. That is what the COI is doing. Our next meeting will be October 20. And that's the whole report. You have the copies there, and I hope that you can read it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions for Adriana or other LSB committee chairs or members? There should be one in folders. Can you email it to us too, Adriana?
I can email it for everybody, yes.
Well, I had a general question. As far as our board terms, when we were elected, we served 3 years. But how many consecutive board terms are we allowed before?
Two.
So at the end of this cycle, even I could still be
There are lots of complications because people have been seated in other people's seats, and so that would be a very long conversation if we went through it all. But one thing I wanted to note, Bob Gartner asked me, or maybe Don, you asked me to do this, but the building committee is right now Bob and sometimes Bobby, and many of you board members are not on a committee, and we are required all to be on one committee. So for those of you who are not on any committee, I suggest the building committee, because right now it's only one person. If that doesn't suit your fancy, then choose something else, but choose a committee, because it's in our standing and special rules that you must be on a committee.
Can I just say one thing about that?
Yes.
It's really easy to be on the building committee, because even if you clean the driveway every day, which is coming more and more often now with fall, and get the leaves up, that's one less thing I have to do. And you can do that any afternoon, any time of day, even at 3 o'clock in the morning like I do sometimes. If you want something else, I can give you a whole list.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to...
Point of information, next time, I won't ask for this time, will we be doing something about programming? KPFT.
I have it.
KPFT.
Yeah, I have it down in our old business to hold their feet to be fired. And I've done it at every meeting, Nancy, under old business. We're moving on to Pacifica National Board and Committee reports. We're 30 minutes behind, so... As always, directors, if y'all don't have something new to add to the conversation, I urge you to withhold your comments. And board members, if you, yeah, that's all I'll say. Go ahead. Are there questions for our PNB directors? Rick?
Yes, I understand we have a new executive director.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go around. Everyone has 1 minute. Do you have...
Go ahead. Maxie Jackson III. There should be a press release up on Pacifica.org really soon. I'm not exactly sure when, but I think Otis was attending the GRC conference, and I'm not sure what else, but it should be up soon. That was a little more information on his background. We're all looking forward to working with him and supporting him, and hopefully you will help us all figure out how to repay the loan and help all of our stations.
Adriana? Dwayne? Okay, how can I use this time without getting in trouble? Maxie has been hired. It was a tenuous task to get the man a contract. But to all those giving him high accolades, now we're going to see whether or not they are going to empower him. That would be those who are in control, the supermajority on the board. And we'll see whether or not they empower him and give him an opportunity to take this organization somewhere, rather than the very thing they argue that other folk do, try to micromanage him like they've done the previous. So, having said that, I'm very hopeful. Mr. Jackson was not my first choice. But I argued very hard for him to get a fair contract, because that's the type of person I am. And the very people that wanted him didn't necessarily do that. So let's just take a very close look. First black man in a long time has been hired by Pacifica. I don't even know the history of Pacifica as it relates to black hiring, but I do know he's never been one here in Houston. But the reality is that it's been announced. He's got some credentials. Let's support him and empower him.
Are there any more questions for the PNB directors or committee members?
I have a question. For PNB, have y'all discussed NEDA at all, or NEDA, the people who are working on finances? That's just one.
I'll defer to Lee.
Thank you. Adriana, you get to start.
Yes. Yes, we have. I mean, we have a... an executive, a confidential report, but it's true the foundation, the past IV hired this company And the only thing that we need to give them time to, but the, I can say already that the report have a bunch of incorrect issues. They are mixed in different stations. And, but, well, like we said, I mean, from before, for example, we have the board passed motions authorizing signatures in different accounts. The foundation have 26 bank accounts. Some of them, we don't know who the signatures are. Yeah. And we have
past signatories.
Signatories are. We have even the past, the people that already left the foundation are still being the signatories. And the motion passed by the PMB was prevented in some station. For example, KPFA.
Thank you.
The IED allowed that to happen, you know.
Dwayne, do you want to speak to this?
Sure. I believe that, in a nutshell, this organization has been brought in by the majority, the supermajority, to somewhat circumvent hiring personnel that have been doing this work over the years, and to basically Pacifica, Progressive, contracting out, privatizing work that otherwise would be paid by a union member. So the reality is that it's a scam, but I think that it can have some modicum of accountability as opposed to having nobody doing these things as it was under the former IED.
NPA is the company that Pacifica contracted with a few months ago to do the accounting, basically, for the national office. And the problem we've been having for years is not enough senior accountants, trained, experienced staff in the national office to keep up with all the accounting. That's one of the reasons why we're so far, in fact, I think it's the biggest reason why we're so far behind with the funding of the pensions. I had some concerns when we hired them because I was afraid that they had, can't give me specifics, but you know, that they underbid and underestimated the work because they weren't bidding as many hours as I thought the work required. But you know, financially it looks good. I'm still concerned that they don't have enough people up and working full time because I haven't been able to get an answer of when they're going to finish giving information for the for example. That's a real big problem. We have, I think you all know, we have a Department of Labor investigation in Pacifica because of
that's
that.
Time.
Can I?
No, you cannot. Are there any other questions for the PNB directors? Don?
Second question. What was the discussion as far as the FJC loan? Do we have an actual plan, or did they kick it to the next meeting you want to get?
Thank you. Now, since December, I've been on this board, and it's up to some chagrin. And I've asked, from the first time they began to negotiate these loans, what's the plan? And now it's 10 months later, the loans have been in place for 3 or 4 months. I have been asking, even at this board, I've been asking, what's the plan? At the national board, there is no plan. If it is, they're keeping it a secret. So the supermajority, again, majority don't matter to here, the local, when things are done by majority. But long as they're done up north, up west, then their majority is. In fact, you appeal to them. But the reality is there is no plan. And if you don't call that sabotage or ignorance, I'm not sure how you go into a $3 million loan debt and you've got 6-7 months where you've rested for all the time you had to spend to get the loan together, brought a person in and spent tens of thousands of dollars to help them sign them. Not one plan has been presented. We're even discussing. I have asked for it on the agenda consistently for the last 69 months. If that's not sabotage, that's not ignorance, tell me what the sum is.
Thank you. Bill?
Thank you. I've been very, very distressed that, I mean, it's a really good question, Don. There is no plan. There's no plan at all. I haven't seen any progress whatsoever in figuring out where to pay off the loan. We're technically in default now. We're in the 7th month of the loan.
Yeah.
Started in mid-March, and we had a 6-month waiver on reporting, like getting a current audited financial statements. And we're not going to be current in audits until we're lucky next spring. We hope to get the FY17 audit finished by the end of November. That's the target date. But, you know, we're catching up slowly, but we got so far behind I'm really worried. We owe $3.25 million. It's an interest-only payments, and I haven't seen any. And we had to put aside payments for the first half of the loan, essentially the first half. The trouble is, it's a variable interest rate loan. It's prime plus 3%. So that first half won't last 18 months. We're going to go through it faster because the interest rates are going up. And we still have no plan even to pay the interest, much less the principal back.
Thank you. Adriana?
Yes, I agree totally. We don't have plans more than that. We have super employees receiving huge amount of money for the work, and nothing is being done. Not only nothing is being done, we keep hiring. We will pay for election. We will pay for an extra company coming from outside to do the accounting. We have even a bunch of lawyers that are doing work for Pacifica. We don't know what they are doing. Now they are saying that some of those lawyers didn't do the right job. But the reality is, like Wayne said, the supermajority prevent even the board member from knowing what's going on. We don't know what is being paid. Who pay for? We have even problem with directors being paid to do jobs, you know, that this is being called self-feeding. We are not working. We don't know what's going on. That is the reality. That is being prevented. We are talking about the HST. We can talk, and I think that before the election, we can talk about people with the friendly loan, people from Houston. We will bring the list. People from Houston put money there at 7.25%.
No. Are there any other questions for the PMB directors or committee members? Go ahead.
What?
We just have a lot of business to get to.
What's known about this rumors I heard about these sudden resignations from the HR person who, by the way, I had heard had begun to look into the inordinate amount of part-time hours that our employees were being paid without, at the same time going without benefits, and other Pacifica level staff.
I don't know which resignation departures. Could you clarify? You said sudden resignations. I don't know which ones you're talking
HR,
about.
HR. Olga, is that her name?
Well, that's only one person.
Okay, one person then, Bill. You
well,
got
she
her?
Resigned, yeah. I don't know why. But, you know, we've had trouble keeping national office staff for a long time because Berkeley is.
I don't want to hear a bunch of whining.
People can walk down the street and get paid 50% more, you know, just walking down the street. And so it's really hard to. We don't
that's
pay.
Not, that's a non-answer. Let's move on. Just I withdraw
order.
My question.
But I don't know why she resigned.
That's apologetic crap. Okay. I'm sick of it.
Adriana.
Okay. The reality is, like always, all is in secret. We have people working that nobody knows. Well, Bill, obviously, but most of us don't know. People that resign, nobody's fault is being held accountable in this foundation. That is a problem. We pay thousands of dollars and people leave when they think that maybe somebody will ask, where are the result of the, you know, we are paying you for this amount of money, where is your work? A lot of people are resigning for change. That is the problem. We don't have the personnel, all is in secret. That is our problem. Transparency is a problem in this foundation. And the majority of the board yields their friends for accountability. It's nepotism all over. People are being hired because they are friends of. If you vote my way, I will give you a job. That is what happened in this foundation. Yes.
Of course I do. I was going to say, and you wouldn't allow me to let the record show that I agreed with Mr. Bill Crozier just the last comments, and we agreed with each other with respect to the mess and the morass that exists with this Pacifica National Board majority that's put us in $3 million worth of debt and absolutely have no plans and absolutely not even creating any apparatus to address it. Now, as it relates to any of the other matters, I would just say that you would be hard-fetched not to know why someone, the CFO, quit, which was hired by the former ID, why anyone else in the national office would quit because of the acidity, the uncertainty. It's no rocket science there. But now that we have Mr. Maxey in place, Let's see if this supermajority, who've been controlling things for the last 10 out of 8 years anyway, but yet they'll bring the minority, the 6 other voters, while we're in the morass we're in. You call it flippant or altered reality, the Trumps.
Are there other questions? We're 15 minutes late in our meeting. Do you have a question?
I couldn't hear the last part of what Adriana said about people from Houston giving money at 725%. Is that what you said?
No. 725.
What?
7.25.
Thank you. Yes, we got it. Okay, we need to elect a PNB program committee member. Who is currently on the program committee from this board? I don't have my document up. Who are you?
Anissa and myself.
Okay, so we need one other.
I don't think so.